Matariki public holidays will begin next year, and today the first date was announced, the 24th of June 2022. And the Matariki public holiday will always happen on Friday, and the dates have been chosen for the next 30 years. On the line we have Reriata Makiha, renowned Māori astrologer and leading authority on the Maramataka, the Māori lunar calendar, as well as traditional food planting and harvesting practices, and Korero Tuku Iho, Māori history handed down through generations. Tēnā koe, Reriata.
Tēnā koe, ngā mihi nui.
Lovely to talk to you and very happy to be talking about Matariki. Is today the first day of Matariki?
I've got no idea. Because, we never use Matariki. You see, our marker for the Hukianga, the star we use is a star called Puanga, which rises about 8 or 9 days before Matariki. And so there are different stars that people use to mark the start of the new year. Matariki is only one. The West Coast tribes, for example, use a star called Rehua or Rerehu, the star Antares sitting in the west. And because they can't see to the east, so they can't see Puanga and they can't see Matariki either. So they use a star called Rehua. The same Rehua sets at the same time as Puanga rises in the east. And then so the West Coast tribes use the setting of Rehua as their marker to start their new year. So there's a few differences around that.
Yeah, so there's lots of different stars and star clusters, but we've just been told that we've got a public holiday from next year. It's going to be the Matariki public holiday. So a lot of people will be pleased about that for a lot of reasons.
Yes, that's a discussion because Matariki is a prominent cluster of stars. So up in the Pacific before our people migrated south, the Matariki cluster led all the other stars into the sky. It even led Puanga and Tautoru, Pūtara, and all the other stars. But down here in the Southern Ocean, Puanga rises ahead of Matariki. And that's some of the differences that the old people had noticed, was that Puanga rose before Matariki. But so the Matariki cluster has got lots and lots of stories, really great stories that the people who follow Matariki understand, and with Rangi Mātāmu were at the moment reviving a lot of those practices. It's great to hear.
Reriata, you're on the Matariki Advisory Group, which is overseeing this nationwide celebration. So what's the process been for choosing the dates for the public holiday each year?
There is a long-held principle of celebrating the Matariki days, and they are usually done on the what we call the Tangaroa days. So the Tangaroa days, if you follow the old lunar calendars, the Tangaroa days are about like 10 days after the full moon.
Yes.
And so they've had a look, working with Rangi Mātāmu, who was leading the committee, finding those Tangaroa days in the closest day to Tangaroa. And we thought we'd pick the Fridays. We agreed that the Fridays were... Oh, sorry, all these cars around the street here. The Tangaroa days were a lot better. And the Fridays were a lot more open for that time for the celebration. So, and that's why they've picked those Fridays closest to those Tangaroa days. It was a bit of juggling around, but I think in the end they kind of got it to where they wanted.
So the first date in 2022 is the 24th of June. So on that day, to prepare for Matariki, rather than it, you know, just being a day off, what would you like to see people to be celebrating the new year? What give us the sort of the context of the holiday and the celebration?
Yeah, the idea of a holiday, I think, is kind of I don't know what the word is for it, but we're looking, hoping that people will take up the idea of the of it being a recognition of not like the holidays that people have had before. You know, where there's a lot of celebration and noise and a lot of boozing, maybe. We don't want that sort of thing. So we're looking for them to have a look at, firstly, the old practice of shutting down the old year and then welcoming in the new year. So up north, we do that by closing the old year off when a star called Rehua sits in the west, and then we turn to welcome in the new year with Puanga rising in the east. And a lot of our whānau do that too with Matariki, where they get out and celebrate and bring the families together and recognise that the planning has got to be, you know, you do a lot of planning in that new year and setting your goals for what's ahead of you for the family and also for your community. So it's a goal-setting time rather than a time for celebration for some.
Mm, so it's a time to contemplate what's gone and what's to come.
Yes, so when you shut the old year down, you shut it down, and so you're not carrying old baggage into the new year, as it were, and so you let all the old stuff go, and then you sit down and you plan and look ahead to the new year, all the promise of a new year and all the planning that has to go into it, because you've got another 12 months to achieve goals that you may have been trying to set for, trying to reach for the last 10 years
yes.
and never achieved them. But that's the sort of thing we're hoping people will pick up, the idea of closing off the old year and then setting goals and planning for the positive things for the new year for the whole family.
Yeah, I love the idea that it's in winter rather than summer, because it seems more natural that that's the time that you would be doing that.
Yeah, because the summertime, especially those during the December and January phases, those are our matiki phases of our summer. That's when all the work's being done, you know, working in the gardens and all those sorts of things. And there's a hot days out and long days, and so you get a lot of work done on those days. And it's not a good day for sitting down and contemplating and planning, because during the wānanga phases that the old people used to hold, we're into the second phase of winter now, Wiroi te Kōkota. And those, the Ninihi phase of winter and the Kōkota phase of winter were used for holding wānanga. So you'd sit down and those are the wānanga that you set your goals and you do all your planning with the family and communities for the next 12 months. And you set your goals then and prepare for them. And then as the weather gets a little bit warmer around about August, that's the time when all the action starts.
Yes. Is there any particular greeting for Matariki or Puanga?
Puanga. Each area have their own. Some of them use the, like with our ones, is the setting of Rehua in the west. And then the welcoming of Puanga in the east. But yeah, everyone's got their own, I think. And you'll hear between now and the next year when things come up, you'll hear these different incantations and these kōrero that people are composing right now.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing like Happy New Year or Merry Christmas or anything like that. Not really. People probably say happy Matariki, perhaps, who don't speak Māori.
That's okay too.
Yeah, I'll do that. Great to talk to you, Ririata. Kia ora, thank you very much.
Kia ora.
That's Ririata Makiha, a Māori astrologer.